Saturday, April 1st, is April Fool's Day in the United States. It is not a real holiday like the 4th of July or Labor Day. It is not observed by the schools or the government. It is just a day when people traditionally play tricks on each other.
History experts say people have been celebrating April Fool's Day for a long time. The custom began so long ago, it is difficult to know how it got started. Some people believe the tradition came from the ancient Romans more than 2,000 years ago. Other history experts say the day for fooling began in France in 1564 when King Charles IV changed the yearly calendar. He moved New Year's Day from April 1st to January 1st. Many people did not know about the change because it was difficult to communicate in those days. Others knew but refused to accept it. For whatever reason, some people continued to celebrate New Year's Day on April 1st. Other people called them April Fools, and they played jokes on them. People in Britain and Scotland recognize April 1st as a day of fooling. A famous joke in Scotland was to send someone to a house to deliver a letter. The letter told the receiver it was a joke. The receiver would say the letter was for the person who lived down the road. After traveling many miles this way, the tired Scot would return home to find friends laughing at the joke. Early settlers from England brought April fooling to the American colonies. And Americans today still play tricks on each other on April Fool's Day. Children put signs on the backs of their friends that read, "Kick me," or "Hit me." They may tell their friends that school has been canceled. Or they ring the doorbells on homes, run away, then yell, "April Fool," as the homeowner answers the door. Adults also play tricks. One year in Hawaii, a radio announcer told listeners the government would return everyone's taxes. As you can imagine, this April Fool's joke caused a great deal of trouble at the local tax office.